you wanted to avoid a
shivery.
Well, what is a shivery?
Oh, hell, they just get a bunch of people get together and you got to treat them all. And they've even throwed a guy in the water tank one time.
Was that right on here?
Yeah, it was right east of here. It's happened more than once, but and hell, they used to get kind of wild, some of these shiveries, I guess. Hell, they take the guy one place and the woman another place and maybe turn him loose and leave a foot.
Do they do that much anymore?
Not much anymore,
No, do they bring instruments or what do they
bring? Yeah, they bring instruments, have a dance, you know, little booze, and have a hell of a time.
And about what time of the day would this take place?
Oh, usually at night.
About how soon after the honeymoon?
Well, a lot of them wasn't no honeymoon. So somebody found it out and got the idea, we're going to shivery them tonight. He tells a bunch of people and they come in the dark or some damn thing, you know.
And you had to invite them in?
Oh, hell yes, they didn't. They'd come in. So.
Okay. What would you call this instrument?
Mouth harp?
That's right, okay. Now, did that have a little prong on it, or is that?
Yeah, she can play them.
Okay, is that different?
Damn, if I know, I can't play nothing.
Whoa. Okay, that was that a Jew's harp or is that?
No,
a Jew's
harp.
Oh, I see. Yeah. But this is a mouth harp. Is that the same as a harmonica? But they'd call it a mouth harp.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, and with it you could play beautiful.
American Beautiful.
Let's see how I get you could play songs and songs or types of. Let's see. If you were to go to church and listen to someone play an organ, you'd come out and you'd say, "Oh, that was beautiful
music."
That you played, okay. Sometimes.
You better come over here Saturday night. You want to hear some good music?
I think I met that when I was over in.
Recluse?
No, the one you mentioned where these fiddlers came from.
Oh, Newcastle?
Newcastle. I think I was talking to a girl whose father was in that group. She said they started that up anew, doing that all in the counties.
That bunch of hunters hire them when they come out in the fall. They're at Moorcraw. They hire them and they have a hell of a dance down there, I guess.
Is that expensive to hire them?
I think they're around $300 or something like that, I think.
100 apiece.
About 100 apiece, yeah.
When kids are growing up, sometimes they put a board over a fulcrum and one sits on one end, one
teeter totter.
That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Would they ever use the term seesaw, or is that something
Not
else?
I ever heard of it, but they might have.
Okay, and if you have a chicken dinner, sometimes kids will grab a bone.
Oh, the wishbone.
How does that superstition run? Who wins?
Well, the one who gets the biggest end of the bone.
He's the winner?
Yeah, he's the winner, but I don't think it changes his luck a hell of a lot.
I think in the South, the small bone wins.
Oh, did it? Yeah, that's the biggest bone.
Are there any superstitions around here or haunted houses?
No, I don't think so.
Not at all?
Uh-uh. I've heard of haunted houses, but I never did hear of any in this country.
Now, a haunted house is what haunts them?
Well, we used to have a family that lived over here, and they had a house that lived in Iowa, and they claimed that house was haunted. Dishes would rattle in the dark, and dish pan would fall off the wall, and the next morning it'd be right where you left it, you know, hanging on the wall. And they believed in that, too. You know.
That's why they left Iowa.
Come to Wyoming, maybe. But they told me about it, you know, several different times.
So it was haunted with spirits, or?
Well, I suppose. I don't know what a haunted house would be like. I'd like to go into one sometime.
Well, what would they call those spirits? Would they?
Jeez, I don't know.